Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. 1,000 more American troops are headed to the Middle East in response to attacks on oil tankers off Iran's coast. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan releasing this statement, quote, "The United States does not see conflict with Iran. We will continue to monitor the situation diligently and make adjustments to force levels as necessary, given intelligence reporting and credible threats." This as the Pentagon releases several new photos showing Iran's responsibility in attacking two tankers last week near the Strait of Hormuz.
The Iranian government denies any involvement. No word yet why a 22-year-old Army veteran fired shots outside a federal courthouse in Dallas.
Brian Isaac Clyde was killed by federal officers after he approached the entrance of the building and started shooting. Witnesses say they heard 10 to 15 shots. Police say Clyde was carrying more than 150 rounds of ammo for his high-powered rifle and that they also detonated two items from his car, which was parked nearby. No others were hurt in the incident.
That's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting better and better, but still the storms will be random, but there'll be more of them to go around. Today, hot and humid again with a high around 90. A generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, low tonight 73. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 92. The storms on Thursday are not only likely, but some could be quite strong. A few warnings are possible. And then I think the number of storms will start to thin out on Friday and Saturday. High temperatures 90 to 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after a boy nearly drowned. Police say this happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court Monday morning. They say the child is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Nine people were taken to the hospital after a van carrying a wrestling team crashed Monday near Pike Road. State troopers say one person has serious injuries. The group is made up of wrestlers from Shelby County and Tennessee. 3 years later and still no answers in the disappearance of Star Mulder. Mulder was last seen at her home in Wetumpka in June of 2016. Her ex-husband has been named as a person of interest in the case. If you have any information about the disappearance of Star Mulder, call the Elmore County Sheriff's Office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this. Ben, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
All right. Our 9 a.m. name for this hour, Tina Van Ostrand. Tina Van Ostrand, if you hear your name called, call us up at 396-5477. Tina Van Ostrand, you got to call us back at 396-5477 to qualify to win a 1-carat Forever Mart diamond.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Lysol everything in the studio, so all the levels are all wrong.
Yeah, apparently we've been infested.
We have been infested, but we've also been visited and touched by greatness. The lovely and talented Carolyn back from a 1-week hiatus.
Woohoo!
And we miss her. We miss her too.
Every time she's not here, it's terrible.
It is awful. We need to get her up front. She's Tuesdays and Fridays. We need to get her 5 days a week. No vacation days.
None.
Not allowed to leave the station. We're going to get you a cot in the Jaquarium.
That's what I was just going to say.
you can poke your head up like a groundhog. Like, oh, is it time to go on? Oh, we're not going to give you a watch, no clock.
Can't talk to any of the other hosts.
No.
No. I mean, there's a kitchen down there.
Yes. What else do you want? There's a shower somewhere. I mean, there's not a shower, but there's a bathroom. Make a little bird bath.
Jesus, Barry. Turn away for that talk, Bubba.
Our number, 272-9228. I want to pick up early where we left off yesterday.
Wheelie.
But I got to find it. I can't find the story.
What did we leave off on?
Well, we left off on the DOJ never saw. The FBI never saw.
Oh, yeah.
The CrowdStrike report. Now, yeah. For those who have been listening to this program a long time, the name CrowdStrike is not new to you. You guys will remember it was founded by a fellow of the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council is one of the biggest globalist corporatist organizations there is.
Is that like one of the, like the Bilderberg Group or one of those things?
It's a lot of the, they share a lot of people. Commission. It's supposed to be like a think tank.
Right.
But they share a lot of people with a lot of the big globalist organizations.
Yeah.
And they put out white papers about how globalism is wonderful and anything remotely protecting America is horrible.
It's wrong and bad.
And so, I started talking about CrowdStrike almost immediately.
Yeah.
And I mean, 2 years ago, two and a half years ago, before the election, I remember saying, I don't buy this story. There's no way the Russians hacked the DNC.
Absolutely no way. It came from somewhere else. It's not possible. I don't trust this CrowdStrike. It's founded by some Russian national who defected and came to the United States. And I don't trust any. The whole story never, ever, ever made sense. Why the Russians would be hacking the DNC. It never made sense. But the entire Russian hacking narrative, which was treated as fact. You remember Russians hacked the election? That was the Russians right. hacked the election. Well, yeah. The Russians hacked the election.
People
the
just take it as like an article of faith at
yes.
this point.
The Russians hacked the election. And they didn't say the Russians hacked emails that may have influenced the election. They say the Russians hacked the election. That's how it was sold to us for the entire time of the election, after the election, Trump's victory. The entire interim. Well, the Russians hacked the election. You know the Russians hacked the election. People thought the Russians hacked in and changed the vote count. Or hacked in and changed who was on the voter roll and took people off the voter roll, because that's how the media portrayed it. The Russians hacked the election. The entire foundation for Russian election interference rests on this claim that the Russians somehow magically hacked into the DNC servers, gaffled all of the information and emails off of it.
Gaffle.
You like that word?
Yeah.
It's a great word.
It is.
The 1994 redo.
Very much so.
They took all the information off of the servers and waited for an opportune time to start leaking it. We were told that we know this for a fact because 17 intelligence agencies had confirmed that the Russians hacked into the DNC servers. Remember the 17 intelligence agencies? It made its way into the national debates. It made its way into the national discourse. It made its way into every Democrat and anti-Trump Republicans' daily language. 17 intelligence agencies. 17 intelligence agencies. Russians hacked the election. Russians hacked the election.
17 intelligence agencies.
We were told that they were so confident that 17 intelligence agencies. The reality is it was three. The other 14 just use what those three say.
Right.
But the reality was three, and those three never looked at the servers, never looked at the Democrat servers. They supposedly reviewed a report by the computer intelligence company CrowdStrike. And then I broke this news yesterday afternoon. Something, again, you're not going to see on Fox News. Fox News is not your friend. The God Emperor of the United States pointed that out yesterday. Fox News is not your friend. You're not going to see this story on Fox News. You're not going to see the story on CNN or MSNBC because it goes against their narrative. You're not going to see this story on ABC Tonight with whoever replaced Peter Jennings. You're not going to see it on MSNBC with whoever replaced Brian Williams. You're not going to see it on CBS with whoever replaced Dan Rather. You're not going to hear about it on the Fox News update at the top of the hour. You're probably not going to see it on Drudge, because Drudge is a compromised individual and doesn't like the President of the United States. But the Department of Justice admitted in a court filing 2 days ago, yesterday actually, that they never, ever saw a report from CrowdStrike. Mm. The FBI never saw a report from CrowdStrike. They just took the word from the DNC, who said they heard from CrowdStrike that the Russians hacked there. Now, you might say, self, surely the DNC saw a report, since they, in fact, looked at it. Not only did the FBI not review the DNC server, they never even saw the CrowdStrike report, nor did the DNC, who never saw a final version. The only thing they saw was an early draft of the CrowdStrike report. And then the investigation stopped. No final report was ever given to the DNC, and no draft or final report was ever given to the FBI. There was just a verbal assurance, oh, by the way, CrowdStrike told us the Russians hacked us. There was no explanation how. There was no explanation how they knew it. There was no explanation the methods and sources used. The report was redacted. An unredacted version was never produced. And the word draft was written sideways, watermarked across it. There are no unredacted or final versions of this report, period. Yet somehow, 17 intelligence agencies concluded that the Russians hacked the election.
Yeah, they hacked the election, Baron.
The Department of Justice, the FBI, every single downstream claim by every intelligence agency, including the Joint Analysis Report back in 2016, the ICA, the Intelligence Community Assessment in early 2017, January 2017, the Weissman-Mueller Report.
My favorite...
They all claimed the Russians hacked into the DNC as fact.
One of my favorite tropes or whatever is like after the election and it comes out that they spent like whatever the internet agency thing is that they say the Russians used to influence. It's like they spent like $109 in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that changed it.
Changed
that
election.
Was it. That was it. But influenced the fake groups that they made. Yeah. I mean...
Influenced the election.
Yeah.
They spent like $4,000 total.
I mean... Right, which I've spent more than that on Montgomery city council races.
Right.
On Facebook.
Well.
This is dumb.
The entire government.
It became an article of faith.
It became an article of faith. The entire government apparatus, the entire media ran with it.
And this is the basically like the foundational document.
This is it.
This is it. This is where the whole narrative comes from. This thing that was.
Unredacted draft version, never finalized, never provided to the FBI. Never provided to the Department of Justice. Never provided to the CIA or the NSA.
What did you say last week? Give me enough money.
Mm-hmm. Give me enough money. Give me
and
control.
I can and give me control of the narrative, and I can have you believing whatever it is I want you to believe.
I can have you doubting the earth is round.
Yeah.
I can have your children believing the earth is flat, and I can have your grandchildren willing to die for the flat earth
to prove
earth
that it's flat. That's right.
Yeah. I'm telling you. This is what you're watching. And you know why? Dave, go back to your point you just made a second ago. You know why I say give me enough money and I'll have you believe in this stuff? Because Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post.
LA Times, MSNBC, Boston Globe.
They're all singing from the same hymnal. All of it. Even the ones you think are your friends, like Fox News, controlled opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Controlled opposition. Fox News is not out there to make America great again. Fox News is out there to dismantle American greatness just like the rest of them. But they're there to provide you the illusion of choice. What was the guy's name from the University of Chicago that talked about the illusion of choice?
Marshall McLuhan?
No, his name had Sun in it. Sun, not Sunquist, but Sunstein, Cass Sunstein.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The illusion of choice. You give someone two choices, they're not really choices. It's like when John Kerry and George Bush ran against each other in 2004. You have a choice. The same globalist corporatist garbage. When John McCain and Barack Obama ran each other, you did not have a choice. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, no choice. You think Mitt Romney wants to make America great again? You think John McCain was interested in making America great again? No choice. Fox News is no choice. No choice. They'll support the John McCain's, and they'll support the Mitt Romney's, and they'll support the George Bush's, but they won't go for Trump. Because Trump actually wants to fix the problem. Trump actually wants to get in there and make America great again. Trump actually wants to reverse bad trade deals. Trump actually wants to enforce our borders. Trump actually doesn't want to go to war. He's a little bit like your humble host that you guys used to call a pansy, but now are coming around. I'm not a pacifist. I just don't like war. It's hell.
I dabbled in pacifism once. Not Nam, of course.
I mean, it's just, you know, this real American blood.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right. We shouldn't jump to go to war just because.
War is hell. It's necessary evil, but it's hell, and it should be used sparingly.
Correct.
Not every time someone irritates
you. Not every time somebody blocks a shipping lane.
Right. Right. All right, 272-9228. We're going to take a quick radio timeout. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. It's 21 minutes after. Went a little long the first segment.
Well, we do that sometimes when we have to explain things.
But we'll fix it. We'll take your calls. Don, hang on. Anybody else who wants to join us on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. 272-9228. Bath Innovations, generous sponsors of the hotline on a daily basis. Dave and Baron, back after this. Hey, mister, can you tell me where?
shook my head. No was all he said.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Oh, grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Right now, Ortho's Home Defense Insect Killer is just $4.97 at the Home Depot. Great news for anyone who's not a bug. Home Defense kills them where they live, inside the house, outside the house, and it keeps new ones away for up to 12 months. There will soon be no place for bugs to buzz, creep, crawl, or hide. Today is the day for doing. Make it count with Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer. Now just $4.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Give us 2 hours in the vault, Dave.
I know, right?
2 hours a week. We would murder it, like 10 to midnight on a Saturday or something.
Oh, man.
We'd have to all get all capital letters for weird.
We'd have people tuning in coast to coast.
People would be tuning coast to coast.
Internationally.
Planet to planet.
That's right. From Mars.
The bacteria in Mars would start moving and the rover would see it.
The next time they launch one of those golden record things to the outer reach of the universe, they just put the show on.
Put our two-hour show.
But put what, an hour of this, an hour of that.
26 minutes after 9 o'clock. Little Sentimental Lady by Bob Welch off the French Kiss album. What a time. What a time to be alive.
Seriously. What a time. When record companies had more money than God.
Yes.
And they didn't know what to do with it. So they're just like, sure, Bob, record a solo album that literally no one but Baron will know.
That song, I don't know if it was a top 10 hit, but it got some airplay. It's maybe the only one.
Yeah.
Got some airplay. That's a fire song.
I'm just saying that, like, maybe the cover art, like, should be censored because it's, you know. And I'm not a censorship guy, as you know. But,
sure.
I mean.
But there is a whole family on the album.
Somebody should be put in jail for okaying that. That's all I'm saying.
Our number 272-9228. Don, sit tight. 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. My man Spencer over at Auburn House Wash has a message for you. And that is, you want to save 15% on a whole house wash? 15%. You say 15% on a whole house wash?
Of the already low, low cost.
I mean, it's they're basically giving it away.
I mean, and take off 15%. I mean,
it's like a prebate.
Seriously,
it's like a refundable tax credit.
At these prices, you can't afford not to call Auburn House Wash.
Well, if your house is dirty after this month, it's your fault, not theirs. They'll do the roof, they'll do the walls, the trim, the driveway, and everything, and give you 15% off. 826 wash. 826 wash. Of course, you can do a la carte. You can just do the roof. You can just do the house. You can just do the driveway. 826 wash. 826 wash. AuburnHouseWash.com. Quotes back usually within the hour. They can get started right away. They've got uniformed professional employees. They're licensed, insured, all that nonsense that businesses need to compete and do a good job. Auburn House Wash. 826 wash. They're also hiring. They're hiring if you want to do outside sales and get outside and see the river region and go meet cool people. Give them a call. 826-WASH, Auburn House Wash. They got a truck dedicated right here to the river region. Don't let the name fool you. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Don.
Good morning.
Morning, Don.
The actual court filings on that was by Roger Stone, who was trying to seek those records for his case.
Yeah.
I know this because I watched Catherine Herridge of Fox News report that story about three times yesterday.
Yeah, but it wasn't on. It didn't get the airplane.
It was on Hannity. It was
But this is such a massive story. This should be the only thing being covered in America right now.
We've known for a long time that the FBI was never given those servers.
Access to the servers, but we didn't know that they never even reviewed a report. We didn't know that CrowdStrike never finalized a report.
They redacted it. They redacted it. Gave it.
It was a draft report. Don, this is why you're the worst caller in talk radio. I mean, I don't understand. You have good calls occasionally, but most of your calls are just garbage. I mean, just garbage. I'm glad you call, though, because it's an example of what not to do when you call talk radio. 272-922.
Don't call up standing for Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I have Fox on quite a bit. This story should be this should be the number one story in America. Nothing but coverage. Everybody should be talking about it.
Here's the thing.
You have to struggle to find the damn thing.
I will give you this, that you do struggle to find it, because I'm a good litmus test, because I don't watch the news. I don't keep cable news on ever. A lot of times because I don't really want to explain it to my kids, and a lot of times because it's like stupidly repetitive, and I just like broke the cycle. But what I do is every morning, you know, Barrett and I text each other stories back and forth sometimes, like, hey, we should cover this or whatever, but not all of these stories. And then I look at Twitter for my news in the morning. I just see, like, okay, because I follow enough reporters, I can see what is the, what's the main hit of the day. And usually they're all talking about the same thing, right? Like, all the campaign reporters are talking about something that Biden said or something that Pete Buttigieg said or whatever. And guess the first time that I heard about this.
Yesterday?
Yeah, when you brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means that it's not a top-of-the-line, top-of-mind type story.
It's not.
Being covered by your major outlets. It's only being covered by the Grand Mufti.
Right. And just because...
And even if they cover... I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. Even if they cover it, like, they're not covering it... What Baron was saying earlier is they're not covering it in the right manner. They're not putting it in context of why this is a big deal.
And they should be explaining, and I don't know whether Catherine Herridge or Sean Hannity or any of these other people, but they should be explaining that the entire narrative rested on this alleged report that was never finalized. It was only a draft report. It was never submitted in its entirety. It was never, and it was never even reviewed by the government. And the whole damn world took it as fact that the Russians hacked into the DNC. It made its way into the Weissman-Mueller report 3 years later. Now, I understand why that happened. A lot of people use that as evidence that that Mueller was in the tank and trying to destroy Donald Trump. Mueller wasn't investigating Russian hacking. He has to take the FBI's... He can't go question the FBI's narrative on that.
Right.
That's for someone else to come back and question the FBI's narrative. The FBI needs to correct that narrative. And I think they will prior to the election. I think this is setting up a huge pre-election story. I think it's setting up a huge, huge, huge pre-election. But thank you, Don. I'm glad you held on. I'm glad you didn't hang up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, how would people know what a garbage call is to talk radio? without Don calling once a month or so to remind everybody. That's just the way it is.
Well,
the way it is. We had to do a short segment this time because we went really long the first segment. Yeah. Heirloom Jewelers, phenomenal. They don't ever do short segments. They spend all the time with you. You need to spend. You got to talk to Troop. I saw a sapphire and diamond watch he was showing me the other day. He was telling me about how sapphires are mined, how the gases are trapped inside the sapphires, whether they're polished or not polished, country of origin matters and all this stuff, how you determine all that based on how you test the gases trapped inside of the rock. And I mean, it was unbelievable what this guy knows. You go into some places, they're like, that stone's blue. That's why we call it a sapphire. That stone is blue. He will tell you what country it's mined from. I mean, it's just a totally different way to do business. You can do business, you know, that country is blue. From buy jewelry from some guy who last week was hawking pizzas and the week before that was hawking, mm-hmm. I don't know, credit card offers.
I actually, yesterday when you said, you know, go to the Facebook page, yeah. I'm like, I did.
It's incredible.
And he has a beautiful Pepsi Bezel GMT Master on.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So get by Troop Booth. Get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Deal with a jewelry professional the way you're supposed to. Treat it like an American. Treat it like a real person. Not like they're in a hurry. Not like they're trying to rip you off. But somebody who basically puts their arm around you and says, come here, brother. You've been buying jewelry wrong your whole life. You get in here and do it right. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. On Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, across from Del Rey Meat Karaoke. We'll be back.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Radar will be quite active over the next few days with lots of showers and thunderstorms, but they'll still be random, so not every town will get the rain they need. Hot and humid again today with a high temperature around 90. A generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low down to about 73. Tomorrow, more scattered storms around, high 92. The storms on Thursday will be in greater numbers, and some will be quite strong. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few severe thunderstorm warnings on Thursday. And then the storms start to thin out a bit on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Bumper music of all time.
Of all time. To this day.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. I mean, we can pop into the 70s. We can come into the 90s. We can play the contemporary stuff. I played Old Town Road. Have you heard Old Town Road on here? I played it.
Is that a new song?
It's relatively new. A guy named Little Nas Cross.
Yeah.
Little Nas the 10th.
But there's a big country star on that song too, right? Nice mullet.
Billy Joe Cyrus,
yeah,
or something.
There you go.
Billy
Miley's
Joe.
Dad.
Miley's dad. Millie,
yeah.
Billy Joe Cyrus.
Baron, that's a catchy tune. We should play it sometime.
We ought to play it once or twice. Maybe we'll memorize the words and dance like lunatics when it plays in the studio. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Again, well, let's take a phone call. Randall, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Every time you go to Facebook Live, that should be your theme song, Lil Nas and Billy Ray. Every time Facebook Live comes on, that's the first song you play. All this was set up, to put him in jail, and they never thought he'd be president. I kind of see that, and all these things that they've done with just talking points that they put him in jail for them to talk about. But the part that throws a monkey wrench in is they was the two, when they were texting back and forth, the girl and the boy, they said they need a backup plan. I'm kind of confused now why they thought they needed a backup plan when they never thought he'd be elected, and they always thought that he was going to go to jail. Somehow I got the timeline, I guess, mixed up when they said that. Does that make any sense?
They needed a backup plan. They said they needed an insurance policy.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, they need an insurance policy. And you're asking, why did they need it?
Yeah, because they never thought that he was going to be president. They always knew he was going to jail, and all this was just talking points.
The text where they talk about it was exactly where they said they needed it, why they said they needed it. Go back to the text from Peter Stroke to Lisa Page. He said, I'd like to believe, I'm just doing this from memory, so don't quote me on this, I'd like to believe the situation you threw out in Andy's office, that he can't win. But think of this as an insurance policy in the unlikely event he does.
Okay.
What they were saying was it's extremely unlikely. It's extremely unlikely that he wins. I think the actual quote was, and again, I'm doing this from memory. Think of this as a life insurance policy in the unlikely event you die by the age of 40. You know, like I have life insurance right now. The likelihood I'm going to die by the age of 40.
It's pretty unlikely.
Pretty unlikely. But you know what? The consequences to my family for me not paying that $48.67 a month, if I do die, are grave. Like, can't feed the kids type grave.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I do? The first $48.67 I spend every month is on my life insurance.
I was just going to say, I had a thing where like I'm like, you know, doing the bill shuffle or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, I have to pay this. And I have it set up to where I have to pay yearly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I could have called them and done it, but whatever. And I was like, guess what? Everything else gets pushed off because, here's the thing, I'm in like the 12th year of the policy.
Yeah.
And so, guess what? If you don't pay it, you lose all the money that you had in it, too.
Right. So, no, I mean, you got to pay the life insurance policy.
You got to pay it.
And that's what they were talking about. It's unlikely that he would win, but they still needed the Russian narrative in the unlikely event he did win to take him out.
Okay, I missed it. I'm glad to see. Thank you.
Like the idea was, we're going to put him in prison. Our girl's going to win, Hillary. And when she wins, everything stays covered up. Because here's the thing. They've had globalists in charge, whether it was George Bush, Barack Obama, or Bill Clinton, or George H.W. Bush. They've had globalists in charge of the intelligence community since 1989, January 20th, 1989, when George H.W. Bush was sworn in and he appointed all his people. They've had total globalist control over the intelligence community. You know what they did? They took an otherwise decent CIA and weaponized it for political purposes. They took an otherwise decent NSA and weaponized it for political purposes. And for 32 years, they basically run unmolested, or 28 years, however long that is, run unmolested, been able to do whatever they want. It's like when your parents go out of town and you throw a massive party and they're not going to come back for 6 months. Well, imagine if they were never going to come back. They thought the parents were never coming back. So they didn't have to clean up the liquor bottles. They didn't have to wipe the vomit stains out of the carpet.
They didn't have to strategically move everything 1 inch to the left to cover up the hole in the wall that
exactly.
they couldn't fix.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It was as if your parents moved away and
asking
left you
for
the
a
house.
Friend.
Yeah, exactly. It's as if your parents moved away and they didn't have to come back and clean up. Well, when they got the call that the parents were on the way, and now they were in trouble because it had been so long and it was so messed up, they couldn't clean it up in time. They couldn't get there to clean it up. It was too messed up. The carpet was too ruined. There are too many holes in the wall. And so what they needed then was to buy themselves time. How long can we keep our people in control of this while we get Trump in prison or impeached and get him the hell out of there and get our people back in? How long can we keep this going on? Because Trump is the only one with the guts to do it. I love Mike Pence. He's the former governor of Indiana, great House member, a resident of Columbus, Indiana, where I will be before too long, passing through Columbus, Indiana before long. That's where my dad lives up in Indiana. A good, good man, right? Former talk radio host. I got a soft spot in my heart for those people for whatever reason. I don't know that he was as informative and entertaining as we are, but I mean, he wouldn't have done what Trump is doing. He would not be cleaning house. He wouldn't, because Trump is worth billions of dollars. He doesn't need their money. They've already tried to destroy him. Pence hadn't been there yet, and he ain't got it. And they could control Pence. They cannot control Donald Trump. They could have controlled anybody else on that stage, the debate stage. They can't control Donald Trump. And that's why they were desperate to have him not win. I do appreciate the call, Randall. Thank you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. The election, you know what was 4 years ago? Is it today? I can't remember if it was 4 years ago today or 4 years ago on the 16th. It was either June 16th or June 18th.
What, when he came down the stairs?
The escalator day.
Yeah, it was the 16th.
June 16th.
Mm-hmm. Because there was, like, I saw a couple, like, you know,
yeah.
4 years
he
ago.
He comes down the escalator, and politics in America has never and never will be the same again.
It's true.
He is setting globalism back massively.
My favorite takes are the people that are like, well, you know, I like the economy and this, but he's just too crass. We need to make politics just be, you know, it used to be more genteel. Once Trump's out of the White House, it'll go back to the way it was. No, it won't. No, it won't.
Never be the same again.
You know
why? Because our globalist corporatist
upended the whole system.
Well, yeah, but the number one thing he did, the thing I'm most thankful for him for, there were a lot of people, listeners to this program, a lot of conservative political Republican activists around the country who believed people like John McCain and Mitt Romney were on their team.
Mm-hmm.
That they were good Republican Americans who loved America and wanted what was best for America. They might view the world a little differently than we do, but by golly, that Mitt Romney's a family man. He's a good boy. And I just really, you know, that's a shame he lost the election. Mitt Romney losing the election and John McCain losing the election is the greatest thing that ever happened in this country. It exposed the fact that the entire Republican apparatus is completely infested with globalist corporatist whore rats. They will never be able to fool you again. He's outed them forever. I mean, I even bought it. I thought Marco Rubio was one of us. He is not. He is not one of us.
Little Marco.
I thought the Bush family was one of us. They are not one of us.
Low energy.
It's unbelievable, and I think that's the thing I'm most thankful to Donald Trump for having done. Not for going after Hillary. I mean, whatever they're going to do with Hillary and Barack Obama and all that. Not for repealing Obamacare. I mean, that was nice. But that's not why I'm in love with Donald Trump. I'm in love with him because he forced the issue for Republicans. He let us know. Now everyone in District 2, I mean, Martha's been forgiven and all that, but everyone in District 2 now knows where Martha really stands. Because when the cards were on the table and it was time to show your money, guess what? Martha was with Hillary. The Bush family, towards the end of the night, when you got to see where everybody stood, the Bush family was with Hillary. Mitt Romney, when it really mattered, when the future of the United States was in the balance, when the question was, are we going to totally tilt globalist forever? Are we really going to just choose endless, senseless war forever? When everything mattered, all these Republicans were with Hillary. Because she represented the system they swore to uphold and protect. They didn't swear to you. They swore an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. But they don't really believe that.
Right.
They don't really believe that. The system they swore to protect is run by Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics.
Hey now.
Pfizer. GlaxoSmithKline. That's who they swore to protect. General Electric. The people who pay their bills. The people who get them reelected. The people who make Congress, being in Congress and being in the Senate, an amazing experience. It can be a miserable experience if you get out there and try to do the right thing. It can be an amazing experience if you get out there and just become a globalist corporatist whore and just vote with leadership every time. It'd be a marvelous experience. Go out to dinner all the time. You're wine and dine. They get you hookers or kids or whatever your predilection is. There's some sick puppies in Congress. There's some sick puppies in Washington, D.C. The best thing Donald Trump has done is show us who's on our side. Because there were a whole lot of people out here in the heartland, a whole lot of people in flyover country, who on a daily basis want what's best for this country. Who were looking at labels saying, I know that's a dollar more a plate, but I'm going to buy that Made in America plate instead of the Made in China plate. There were a whole lot of people out here saying, why are they packing up all our factories in Dothan and Eufaula and moving them to Nicaragua? There were a whole lot of people in Indiana and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Iowa and Wisconsin.
It's funny how all the jobs get moved down to those places, and then they all still want to come up here, Baron.
Yeah.
Weird how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's by design.
Yeah. Guys, the best thing Donald Trump ever did was expose the fact that Fox News is not your friend, the establishment Republican Party is not your friend. He's out there fighting for the linemen, guys. He's out there fighting for the people with dirt under their fingernails that wear hard hats and risk their life to make this country great again. Donald Trump isn't out there fighting for the billionaires. He's really not. And the sooner everybody figures that out, the better off our country will be. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In the wire.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Kara V.
Casita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Right now, Ortho's Home Defense Insect Killer is just $4.97 at the Home Depot. Great news for anyone who's not a bug. Home Defense kills them where they live, inside the house, outside the house, and it keeps new ones away for up to 12 months. There will soon be no place for bugs to buzz, creep, crawl, or hide. Today is the day for doing. Make it count with Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer. Now just $4.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central. Monday morning rail, 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail.
All right, guys, 6 minutes till the top of the hour.
All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee and rolls along.
My friends over at Bath Innovations are on the East Boulevard. They're easy to find. I mean, right there across from Home Depot. Everybody knows where Home Depot is, right? Turn around. Turn around. If you're in the Home Depot parking lot, turn around. It's right there. The Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center with the little green roof. Bath Innovations. There's a big yellow rubber duck. How do you miss it? How do you people miss that? If you're driving down the boulevard, you see a yellow duck, stop. Stop. Go in. They're general contractors. They do baths. That's what they do. Baths. Bathrooms. Bath Innovations. They get in there and make it look good. They got, they can do anything you want. I want you to look at the acrylic, though. The acrylic is so beautiful, durable. It's like a lifetime product. You never have to replace it. It's just amazing. Just amazing. Bath Innovations, they're easy to get in touch with. 271-2723. 271-2723. You can also check them out on Facebook, Bath Innovations of Alabama, or just online, bathinnovations.com. They're generous sponsors of our phones on a daily basis. And they're generous sponsors of this program. They like intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct talk radio. Well, what they really like is our advertiser base. They like our large audience, Dave, more than they like us.
Well, I mean, can you blame them?
No.
Why do you advertise?
Because we have
to reach listeners.
Yeah, we have a huge audience.
And who listens?
Everybody. Everybody.
It's actually what the ratings card says. It just says everybody.
Yeah, everybody else gets a share. Number.
Yeah, no, ours is just everybody.
Everybody else gets like 2.6.
5.0. Like, I don't remember. I don't actually have it in my computer if I could pull it up. But, like, you know, 35 to 64-year-old men were like a 10 share or something, or like a 12 share.
Mm-hmm.
But on the overall card for the show, it just says everybody.
It just says everybody.
And those shares are a percentage of all the people listening at any given moment. So if you got a 10 share, that means 10% of all men in that age range are listening. 10% of every man in that age range who's listening is listening to you. Huge. Particularly for a show, a time block that when I started, I was told would not work, could not work, and I was wasting my time and effort, and don't be discouraged when it failed in 6 months and nobody listened. But it wasn't me. I was, you know, it's kind of like when the woman breaks up, it's not you, it's me. I was assured it wasn't me, it was them. It was the audience, that the audience would never come this time of day. Because they said the Montgomery markets never really had local talk radio that was compelling during this time block. They had afternoon coverage, they had drive time morning and afternoon, they had mid-afternoon with Dan and all that, but they never really had a mid-morning show.
And Barron said, you know what, people are bored at work, okay?
Well, that's what they said. Everybody goes into work, they work hard for like 3 or 4 hours, and then they turn the radio on after lunch. And I was like, well, we'll just make them turn the radio on before lunch. They said, no, they're working, Barron. They got to work at some point. I said, no, they don't. What is this work business? Illegals are doing all the work. Trump says U.S. agency will begin removing millions of illegal immigrants. Dateline Washington, June 17, Reuters. President Donald Trump said on Monday that U.S. authorities would begin next week removing millions of immigrants who are in the United States illegally. Here's the quote from Trump. Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in, he said. He did not offer specifics. This story says there are an estimated 12 million immigrants in the United States. I'm going to up that by a factor of 2.5.
Yeah.
There are at least 30, maybe 40 million illegal immigrants in the United States. There are 1.5 million coming every year. They've been doing this for 30 years. Some of them go home, but most of them stay. I mean,
and some of them find ways to get legal or whatever, you know.
Go to Nashville, and a place we used to hang out or a place we used to go, because there was a liquor store there that would sell to underage kids, in high school was a little area called Tusculum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not long ago, my family and I went back to Nashville, and I drove through Tusculum. Nobody speaks English. It's like a multiple square mile area where not one person speaks English. The billboards are in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
The street signs are in Spanish. I mean, everything's in Spanish. No habla inglés. And that is replicated all over the country. That did not exist in Nashville when I was a kid. There's 500,000 Mexicans sitting right there. 250,000, however many of them there are. Not Mexicans, but Hispanic people. I have a hard time believing they were all here legally. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm open to the possibility that I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Barron Coleman. We do a good job. We try to bring you intellectually honest, philosophically consistent talk radio on a day-by-day basis. A day-by-day basis. And the greatest bumper music of all time. And if you call in, you get to talk to the lovely and talented Carolyn on Tuesdays and Fridays.
It's true.
Let's get out of the 60s and 70s and move our way towards the 80s and 90s. Shall we? I don't want to play Old Town Road now. We've been playing all this
right
folksy music.
We'll work up to it.
Yeah, we'll be back.